Welcome to Lanyap. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Corporal Larry Wilson of the Monroe Police Department and the OK program. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being with me today. And Corporal Wilson is with the OK program, and I guess there are some folks out there that may not know. Let's talk a little bit. What does the OK program do? What are you guys?
Well, the OK program is a male mentoring program designed to decrease the high incarceration rate and homicide rate of African-American males. What we do with the OK program here in Monroe is we solicit to all African-American males to come out where we take the place of an absentee father, where we talk to them about life skills, teach them how to do things. Also, we help them with their schoolwork when they're having problems in school, help them try to find someone to help them get their grades up and become a positive person in the community.
How did the program get started?
The program got started by a man named Mr. Donald Norcross. He started it out in Sacramento, California, which is Mr. Norcross is also a graduate of Northeast University, which is now ULM. And he and Mayor Mayo are best of friends, and they brought the program here. And they wanted Mayor Mayo wanted a program similar to what Mr. Norcross has here in Monroe to help with African-American males to get them to do positive things in the community.
I've seen you guys out at different events. I work at the Civic Center sometimes doing sound and lighting work, and have done that for like the last 30 years. And I'll see you with a group of kids at a basketball game, and there's 20 or 30 of them in tow sometimes. But you guys are taking them out to events and helping with schoolwork and doing all sorts of great things.
Basically, what we do with the program, a lot of the guys haven't seen anything outside of Monroe. What we're doing is like an exposure. We take them out, show them what's available to them, what's available to them outside of the neighborhood that they live in. Also, we help them with the understanding and things that are going on, and they make a decision on which university they might attend or things they might want to do in life.
You know, it is good to get out of your familiar surroundings sometimes and get out and see other things and see how things are in places you don't get to go sometimes. So it's a neat opportunity. What ages are these young men?
Well, we start them off with the age. The ages for the program is 12 years old and up, where we bring them in, where they get an understanding. And most times, you at the age of 12, you can catch a young man's attention more so than you can if there was like 9 or 10. Some 9 or 10-year-olds are mature. They are, but most time we start the program off with 12 and up, to make sure that they're full attentive for what's going on. That way they can get a better aim or focus on what they want to do in life.
You talk about life and mentoring, and I was trying to put myself in those shoes. It's got to be hard sometimes if there's not a father in the house that can, you know, mentor these young men and teach them about things that maybe only a guy could teach them.
Yes, that's where the OK program comes into play. Where we are, when there's an absentee father, the parents sometimes call us, or we meet some of the guys at the school. We don't go in and say, hey, there's a father. No, we don't do that. What we do is bring them in. If they want to be a part of the program, they're more than welcome. The door is always open. We don't turn anyone away. But what we do is bring them in, show them on things, talk to them about things that a male would tell another male or a father would tell his son. Help them to be positive, to be respectful, and do things that are positive in the community. Stay in school. Just be a respectable person in the community.
Your group is teaching these young men, but who are the teachers? Who's helping the OK program?
Well, I was sent to Sacramento, California to go through training. We go through training sessions every summer. But most of the people who help are business owners, well-to-do people in the community, entrepreneurs in the community, both white and black. It doesn't matter. They can come in and give the kids a good word, something positive to go on. That way the boys can figure out what they want to do in life. Most of them end up being like mentors from who own businesses. And most of the businesses usually cater to the guys. And if the guys go out, it also helps them with job opportunities also.
We'll talk about that part in a minute because that's kind of neat. Let's talk about a typical Saturday, though. You guys get together on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. First, where do you meet up?
We started out at MLK Middle School, but now we're over at the Wasman High School in the old gymnasium, where we come out on Saturdays, we meet up with the guys, we talk to them about things that are going on with them as far as their grades in school or things that might be going on in the community, and give the guys a voice, basically. Let them come and tell us what they need us to help them with, because we can't read minds. We meet in the morning. Then I bring in speakers. Anybody who want to come in and say a word to the OK program, you're more than welcome. If you want to come, give me a call, 329-2600 or 791-7607. And you can talk to me about it, and we get you scheduled. Come in, talk to the guys, and give them something positive.
The rest of the Saturday, you start off, you meet, you talk with the young men. You go to about 3 in the afternoon. What kind of stuff do you get into the afternoon?
Well, we let them play recreational games and talk to the mentors that are coming there to talk to them. Or if they need a male to talk to or they got a problem, they can come talk to one of us about it. We try to help them with it without them going out getting some sort of trouble.
You also get out and bring these young men to events. We talked about that. But you get out and do a little community service, too.
Yeah, we get out and do community service where we go out, like, with citywide cleanup. We get a group of guys and we go out and do that. Or we would pick a street ourselves to do our own community service. And then we sometimes go to the war veterans home here in Monroe, be out with the war vets, and then we go to the different nursing homes and do things out there also.
You're always in need of volunteers, and I'm sure you always could use a little extra cash floating your way to help pay for some of this. How do folks get a hold of you, Corporal Larry Wilson at the Monroe Police Department?
Yes, sir. They can call me at Corporal Larry Wilson, 329-2600 or 791-7607, cell phone number.
All right, Corporal Larry Wilson. Larry, there's also a website, okprogram.org/Monroe, Louisiana, that people can go to find out more about your group.
Yes, sir, it is.
That's Corporal Larry Wilson with the Monroe Police and the OK program. 12 years the OK program's been doing good stuff in our area, and it's open to young men 12 or older in school at Wassman and MLK. They track the grades, they go to football games, they eat pizza, do a lot of good stuff. To find out more or to volunteer, you can find Corporal Wilson by calling the police department, 329-2600 or llw.flipside@yahoo.com, or you can go to the website, okprogram.org. This is Lanyap on KEDM.